Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Property Information Search. Search this property database for public records related to property tax payment information and assessment values. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. Read the source https://residence/property/property-information-search. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Minnesota Commission Rates Edge Above National Average in 2026 Survey. Replace with verified, current commission data from a credible source, or clearly label as a hypothetical example figure. Example, according to recent industry data, Minnesota real estate commissions typically range between X and Y percent, though rates are negotiable and vary by transaction. Local agents should note that Minnesota's commission environment remains slightly more favorable than the national baseline when discussing pricing with prospective sellers. Review the full survey data at listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate-minnesota/. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. We apologize for the inconvenience. Missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. Read the source. revenue.state.revenue.state.minnesota-state-board-board-assessors. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Real estate commissions. How much do agents make? Bank rate. Agents get paid via commission, usually a percentage of the home's sale price. Here, we explain how much they make and who pays. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. Read the source /doublet.bankrate.com/mortgages/agent-fees-commission/. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Construction permits and inspections. Pauley is the City of St. Paul's new secure online system for permits, licenses, inspections, complaints, and more. This new platform, relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. /www.stpaul.gov/departments/safety-inspections/building-construction/construction-permits-and-inspections. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. County Assessor, Ramsey County, Minnesota. The Ramsey County Assessor's Office estimates market value and determines property classification for property tax purposes. The office's mission is to provide accurate and equitable valuation and classification of all real and taxable. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. Read the source, /www.ramseycounty.us/yourgovernment/department/information-and-public-records/county-assessor. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Currently licensed assessors. The current fiscal year licensed assessors lists are updated every Friday afternoon. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. Read the source, /revenue.state.m.us/currently-licensed-assessors, Minnesota Real Estate Updates. Brown County Assessor Role Key for MN Property Valuation Accuracy. Brown County's assessors are responsible for property valuation, tax assessment, and maintaining precise property records that support community governance. Real estate professionals in MN rely on accurate assessor records for pricing, negotiations, and ensuring fair tax assessments for clients. Review Brown County's assessor functions at the source link to better understand local valuation processes. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. MinnesotaMinnesotaAssessors.com. Missing. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. Read the source. MinnesotaAssessors.com/. Minnesota Real Estate Updates. What's the average Minnesota real estate commission rate? Learn the average Minnesota real estate commission rate and how much you might pay a realtor to sell your house. See tips to retain proceeds. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in MN. Read the source, https://homelight.com/average-real-estate-commission-indict-minnesota. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.